Hi, my name's Mark, I'm an addict. Yeah, I'd like to thank Vicky for asking me to do this, and my story is really simply, before I came to Narcotics Anonymous, my life was a mess. And it had been a mess for years and years and years and years and years before I got here. And I was in prison, I got sent to prison, and I came to Narcotics Anonymous in 2003. September 2003, I started my journey, and I was released from prison in 2005. And what's it been like? For me, sometimes I still pinch myself. I think I've done really, really well. And I get a bit arrogant, and I think I've done it all on my own, and I forget what happens when I run my life on my own. And what normally happens for me is I pick up a drink or a drug because I'm an addict. That's simple. And I remember coming to the meeting when it was in the other venue last August, and after 3.5 years, I say clean time, I picked up a white keyring again, and I was really, really humiliated, and I found it really difficult to sit in meetings, and I found it difficult to follow what a sponsor was telling me, and I was really, really angry, really angry. And for the last year and a bit, all I've done really is hang on.
I'm angry with myself.
So my life, when I do this stuff, what's on offer, my life is, it's really, really good. No, I make it difficult all the time. A few years ago, I was working as a gym orderly in a jail, and I learned from coming to meetings regular. I learned how to turn up for work. I learned how to sort of be, well, not, yeah, I suppose a responsible member of society. You know, I pay taxes, I pay my rent, I pay my council tax, and I do life. Just thinking, like, it's really nice to see certain people that I haven't seen in a while, and it's really nice to see them in a meeting today. And for those people, I'd like to say welcome back, you know. Because I remember how difficult it was for me to stop using. I remember I had all the good intentions that I didn't want to use, and every time I got money in my pocket, I used, you know, every single time. And by the time I was 21, I'd already done 2 treatment centres, so I'd learned a bit of this recovery lingo, and I'd sit in a meeting for a little while, and I'd start sharing, yeah, life's great. I was in a relationship with my kid's mum at the time, and I used to say, yeah, she's really happy, and I'm going to get a job, and everything's going to be all right. And I didn't know what was wrong with me, and I'd go and use, you know. It'd always be like I'd just have a lager or I'd just smoke a spliff, and I'd try and control it, you know. And I suppose that's what I've done all my life, is try and control my using. But every time I picked up, it was only a matter of, I don't know, weeks, days, hours before I either acted like a lunatic, acted out like a lunatic because I was pretty messed up, and or I just destroyed whatever was going on in my life that was really good. You know, sometimes I forget what I was like. You know, I let my kids down. I stole their money. I stole items out of the home. I verbally abused the girl that I was with for years, and. Yeah, I was a bastard, but I was an addict. And I didn't think, I'd always dreamt that, like, maybe that I could be like the people that were sitting in the cafe having their breakfast on a Sunday, you know, really wishing to be like them. But every Friday came, every payday came, and it just always went wrong, always. And, you know, and I'd wake up fucking remorseful, wanting to kill myself, swearing, you know, like fucking swearing that I'd never do it again, only to do it again and again and again and again, and harming a lot of people along the way. That's what my using was like. The end of it, I just gave up trying to stop. So it was like, I said to myself, if you're going to drink or you're going to use, just use. Because that torment of, I'm not going to do it, and then doing it, battered me. It really did batter me. And those last few months that I was at, nothing changed. Nothing changed. I didn't change. My using didn't change. And... yeah, it was hard. I got involved in this 12-step program of like Narcotics Anonymous. I'd done like a treatment take on it in prison, and sort of gripped onto it for a while. You know, I started playing the game like you share like that. So in a few weeks, I'll start sharing like that, and I started working through some of the steps. And I wrote a lot of stuff that was true. It wasn't dishonest, but I think in some respects I was playing the game. But it got me. It had got me, this stuff, and I came out and I'd done the treatment centre, and I was lucky enough to be given a flat, and I had a lot of people in NA, a lot of people that really supported me, and for that I'm grateful. And then life, you know, I got involved in life, and I got a job, and you know, my work colleagues, they weren't in recovery, so after work they began to the pub, and then there was nights out to clubs with them, and gradually over a period of time I spent more time with people that weren't in recovery than those people that I'd sort of stuck really close to in early days. And I got sort of fucking separated, I suppose. I found it hard to sit in meetings. I found it hard to listen to someone who was 60 days clean sharing, you know, that hope and that buzz that they've got something. And then I decided to have like a social drink on my own. You know, that's how glamorous it was, and then in a few hours I was lying on the floor in that same place that I'd been time and time and time and time and time and time before, and I was in it. I was in it, and I was in it for a while. I was being dishonest at work. I couldn't go to meetings. I used to work in Piccadilly. I used to go to the Soho meeting and slip out at 1:30 and sort of go into work. And it was horrible. It was a nightmare again. And one Sunday I made a phone call to a friend in recovery. And then I got to a meeting on a Monday and I made a few more phone calls and I followed what a few people said and it's been all right. It's been all right. I just think, like, before I was in recovery, I'd never done nothing. Before I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I'd never done anything with my life. I've done loads now, you know. Like, I got that fit. I remember getting a passport delivered to work and showing it to people. I work in kitchens and showing it to some of the guys that I work with, going, look, I've got a passport, thinking that they'd be, like, really amazed. But... they were like, yeah, you got a passport card. and then using it, then booking tickets and going away and becoming responsible, you know, like if I said I was going to meet someone, I'd meet them. You know, if I said I was going to phone someone, I'd phone them. I'm not always, I'd like to say I do that all the time, I don't. I'm a human being, I'm never going to be perfect, you know. I'm never going to be one of these members that go around in some of the meetings. I'm never going to be, I don't think I'm ever going to be one of those members. Maybe, maybe, God willing, one day I might be. I like to have people around me that I think are real, you know, that try to be honest, because that helps me to be honest. Now, I've done all that reading book. I've done all that. And when I got separated, when I sort of done what I wanted to do, that book didn't help me when it was that decision time. Do I, don't I? Because I did, you know. This year I've been, you know, I've been really lucky. I work in a job that gives me a wage that I can sort of pay my rent and look after my kids every month, give them their money that they need, and put some money away that I can do a bit of travelling. You know, I was in April. There was 14 of us in Egypt, all in recovery. 14 people, and blew me away. And it was amazing. You know. And then I was away in September with my girlfriend and had an amazing time, even though it pissed down with rain for the majority of it, you know. Where I am at the moment is I'm writing a step four. I'm really angry and I'm writing a lot of resentments down when I get the pen out. I think I'm really angry with how long I let this go on for. How long? How much time I wasted, I think. I think that's what I'm angry at. I'm thinking, no, that is what I'm angry at. Not maybe, that's definitely what I'm angry at. What else have I got from recovery? You know, I've learned how to be a friend. You know, along these last few years, I've had quite a few friends relapse and not come back, relapse and sort of come back and leave and come back and leave and come back and leave, and I've learned still to be there for them people, like some people were there for me when I relapsed. I just think anyone who really wants this, yeah, with the right support from people in here, you know, because when people get support, I think, when I didn't believe in myself, people in here believed in me. That phone call, that meet, that coffee after a meeting, I think that goes a long way. I hear a lot of people talk. And I see a lot of people going around recovery doing it, you know, and the light's on in their eyes. They seem a lot calmer and they seem a lot happier. And you know what, I want some of that. I work in an environment where I am nuts 90% of the time, and I'm 32. I don't want to have a heart attack at 33, do you know what I mean? I want to have a nice life, and I'm getting that. So, for those of you that are new, keep doing what you're doing. For those of you that have just come back, you know what to do. Stick with the people that are doing it. For those people that have been around a while, be vigilant. Clean time is, some people say, oh, it's not a number. It is a number, and this illness will have your clean time, because it don't give a shit how many years you are clean. And those people that have made it, and they're gurus,
never made it, man.
Congratulations. Yeah, I'm not going to go on no more, but thanks for letting me share, and thanks everyone for being here. Cheers.